Well, there are concerns about how any COVID outbreak might impact vulnerable communities in the north. Māori were very proactive with iwi checkpoints and mass testing when COVID first arrived in the country. Let's talk now with Dr. Shane Retty. He is National MP from the region and the National Party's health spokesperson. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
So, would you like to see a return of things like the iwi checkpoints?
So I think I'd like to see return to legal iwi checkpoints, and that must be able to be worked out. But where iwi were particularly useful were the health provider arms, as we needed to reach out into those communities in the north and in the far north that needed testing. That's where I'd really like to see them swing in behind the local DHB and help us achieve the widespread testing we're going to need.
What about mass gatherings? Should they be going ahead in Northland?
This is advice we're going to need very rapidly in the past 24 hours. I have to say I have concern for one gathering on Saturday, which was a large gathering around Māori Battalion at Waitangi, which of course had older people, Māori people. We were observing the tikanga Māori, and then everyone dispersed back around New Zealand. So I'm really hoping there's no connections to that. But it is that discussion around large gatherings that we're looking for further advice really quickly on.
What about things like tangi? Should restrictions on numbers of people be brought back in for that kind of thing, or indeed for weddings?
I think it's premature to speculate on that at this point, and of course that will align to if we end up going to any alert levels. So I think we need to be guided by the science at this point, some of which we don't know, and then depending on if we have alert levels imposed, what will fall out of that will be some of the experience we learned with previous alert levels.
Do you think it's reasonable for further extensions to either quarantine or restrictions on people who've come in to the country recently to be brought in, like, for example, you know, isolating at home for another week after you leave managed isolation and quarantine?
Yeah, Michael and I were talking about this last week, whether there should be maybe 3 days pre-departure isolation before you hop on a plane to come to New Zealand, and then maybe 7 days after you leave isolation, self-isolating yourself. And I think this is something we really need to look closely at. That would achieve several objectives. First of all, it increases our overall isolation period. But we're also thinking we probably need to slow down the flow across the border. And a policy like that, by nature, would actually do that as well.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us, Dr. Shane Retty, National Party's health spokesperson.